This week in high school sports recaps an exciting weekend of football with regional finals for 11-player and semifinals for 8-player, plus a Camden Frontier senior who is dedicating her volleyball career in memory of her mother. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There were not one, but two last-second game-winning field goals to send 11-player football teams on to the semifinals.
Keegan to Kuiper, Brady on the hold.
The snap, the hold, the kick, it's up! It's going into the semifinals!
That was Sailor Nation Sports Network with the call of Keegan to Kuiper's 25-yard game-winning field goal for Mona Shores. The Sailors knocked off East Lansing 24-21 in a Division II matchup, giving Mona Shores a third consecutive regional championship. After the game, M7 caught up with the winning coach, Matt Koziak.
I think that's our first field goal this year in a crucial moment to hit that. Just so proud of the way they win.
Not to be outdone, in Division III, River Rouge got a 25-yard game-winning field goal from Tayshawn Massey, sending the Panthers to a 33-30 win over Detroit Martin Luther King. King had won 5 straight regional titles and knocked River Rouge out of the 2018 playoffs, but this time around, the Panthers get their revenge. Find out everything you need to know as the playoffs roll on at MHSAA.com. Our game balls this week go out to Davison quarterback Deion Brown Jr., making his first varsity start at QB. The former wide receiver threw for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns as Davison knocked off Detroit Catholic Central 20-7. Brown was pressed into action at quarterback after Davison lost All-State quarterback Brendan Sullivan, who enrolled early at Northwestern. West Bloomfield running back Donovan Edwards, who ran for 235 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 42-14 Division I win over Romeo. The University of Michigan-bound Edwards had touchdown runs of 15, 7, 86, and 8 yards in the win for the Lakers. Adrian Lenaway Christian is playing for a state championship in 8-player, in part because James Chesser scored 3 touchdowns for the undefeated Cougars. Chesser had a 59-yard touchdown reception as part of his big day, which saw the Cougars beat Martin 47-12. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
Since 2015, the MHSAA has used 7-person football officiating crews at the semifinal and final levels of our 11-player tournament. These larger crews replace the traditional 5-person crews in the 24 most important games of the football season. 7-person crews, which for many years were the size of NCAA and NFL crews, provide for much better coverage in the passing and running games with all of the spread offenses and wide open attacks that have become commonplace in recent years in high school football. By adding the 2 extra officials on each deep sideline, coaches now have 2 officials to communicate with on each sideline to answer questions and address concerns.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Finally today, there's a great story on the secondhalf.mhsaa.com website on Jocelyn Nichols. Jocelyn is a senior volleyball player for Camden Frontier who just wrapped up her final season making the All-State team. She has dedicated her volleyball career to the memory of her mother, who passed away in 2018 when Jocelyn was a sophomore. Amy Nichols was a professor and dean at Trine University in Indiana. This same university Jocelyn will be attending and playing volleyball for in the fall. Good luck, Jocelyn. There are a lot of people rooting for you. And you can read more about her story on the second half page of the MHSAA website. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.